Good morning. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Thanks for joining me. In the next hour, you're going to hear the best rock from all eras. We've got Phil's pick coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, some interesting news about women on the album charts and new music from the Jayhawks. And we'll start with some classic rock here, 91.5 WMFO.
Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent rats. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine.
The Gin Blossoms, WMFO, and we heard Mott the Hoople up top, All the Young Dudes, featuring, of course, Ian Hunter. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for listening in today. Thursday morning in what continues to be a very weird summer of 2020, right? Major League Baseball is starting. I think tonight maybe is the first game. There'll be no fans in the stands. And I read that the Dodgers in L.A. are offering fans a chance to buy seats for life-size cutouts of themselves, cardboard cutouts, so they can see themselves on television, which strikes me as a very L.A. thing to do. And also, if you thought that the coronavirus would somehow run its course by the end of the calendar year, some discouraging news that the Rose Bowl parade, which is scheduled for New Year's Day 2021, has been canceled too as well. So looks like we're rolling right into 2021, and you know the beat just goes on and on. Well, it's time for Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown has been leading us on a musical journey over the last month. He sent me a list of so many good songs that I built a feature called Phil's Pick, where we play one song from his list at this time every week. We're getting pretty deep into that list, but it's still very strong, so we're going to continue to do it for a while. Today, Phil's pick is from Zakk Wylde. Zakk Wylde is a world-renowned guitarist. In 1987, he and his band had a small following on the Jersey Shore, and he sent a demo tape to Ozzy Osbourne, who loved it, gave him an audition, and put him on his next album, and he was actually with Ozzy for the next 8 years before striking out on his own. After a career of heavy metal, he decided to go in a more acoustic direction, and this is from one of those efforts. It almost sounds like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. This is called What You're Looking For. It's Zakk Wylde, Phil's pick for today on Rock of Ages. What it was you were. You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO. The Romantics, here on Rock of Ages at WMFO, mostly known for What I Like About You, right? That's their big song that everyone knows. So that was the follow-up and still a fun one, Talking in Your Sleep. We heard the Doobie Brothers, and before that, Zach Wilde, and that is Phil's pick for today, Phil from Watertown giving us that one. And we continue to go deeper and deeper into his list, and the songs are still really great, so we'll keep doing it. Tune in next week for Phil's pick, Phil from Watertown. Up next, a new song from a band that's been around for a long time on WMFO.
Best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
The Jayhawks have been around playing their blend of country, folk, and rock since the late 80s, really into the early 90s. They've got a new album. It's called XOX, and this one is called This Forgotten Town. It's new from the Jayhawks, WMFO.
Forgotten town, had to watch my old horse drown, buried by the river, chocolate colored by the mud. When we were young, we were judged by the choices that we made, and all the time we wasted in the love that I betrayed. Well, we built a dam and everything changed. Little
California, rest in peace, simultaneous. Never made it up to Minnesota. North Dakota man with a gun for the quota. Down in the Badlands, she was saving the best for last. It only hurts when I laugh. Gone too fast. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show your teeth. She's my priestess. Stop your face. Yeah, yeah. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show your teeth. She's my priestess. I'm your priest. Yeah,
this is Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 WMFO.
Sarah!
That's the Steve Miller Band, a staple of album rock radio in the 70s and 80s. Before that, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we heard a brand new one from the Jayhawks. That song was This Forgotten Town. Their latest album is called XOX, and it is out now. I read a really interesting article in Rolling Stone online this week. It said that women are seriously unrepresented on the charts right now. That in 2020, women don't even have 20% of the top songs, and they only have 19. And among the top albums of the year, only 19 of those two. And in fact, only one woman has cracked the top 10 in album sales, and that is Billie Eilish. Traditionally, in album rock radio, women have really struggled for airtime. In the 60s, there were the superstars, right, Janis Joplin, Grace Slick, and then later on, the Wilson sisters in Heart, and Pat Benatar, Chrissy Hynde, and some others. But in light of that news, I thought I would play a very small tribute to women in rock right now. I definitely recognize that one set does not begin to scratch the surface of the available talent, but that's all I can do. So, three from women rockers now. On Rock of Ages and WMFO, we'll start with Pat Benatar.
We are young.
Sunshine,
I know, shame on me. I had three songs to play from women rockers, and one of them was the Go-Go's. But that's a fun song from the album Beauty and the Beat. We also heard from one of my favorite female-led bands, the Cranberries, with Ridiculous Thoughts, and Pat Benatar up top, and Love is a Battlefield. This is Ron LaRussa here with you this morning on Rock of Ages. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me while you wake up and head off to either work or school. And hopefully you are enjoying the show where we play the best rock from all eras. The Tubes are an interesting band. They got a lot of airplay in the 70s and early 80s, although you don't hear much about them anymore today. They began writing and recording very satirical songs. One of their biggest and most famous songs is called White Punks on Dope. And their performances were so animated and outrageous that they were more known for performance art than their music, although late in their career they did have a couple of radio hits with She's a Beauty and Talk to You Later. This is one I've always liked, very much in the spirit of the band. It's called What Do You Want From Life? It's The Tubes on Rock of Ages.
What do you want from life? To kidnap an heiress or threaten her with a knife? What do you want from life? To get cable TV and watch it every night? There you sit up, lump in your chair. You met tonight. How can you tell when you're doing all right? Does your bank account swell while you're dreaming at night? How do you know when you're really in love? Do violins play when you're touching the one that you're loving?
Citizen, you are entitled to a heated kidney-shaped pool, a microwave oven, don't watch the food cook, a Dyna Gym, I'll personally demonstrate it in the privacy of your own home, a king-size Titanic unsinkable Molly Brown waterbed with polybendum, a foolproof plan and an airtight alibi, real simulated Indian jewelry, a Gucci shoe tree, a year's supply of antibiotics, a personally autographed picture of Randy Mantooth and Bob Dylan's new unlisted phone number, a beautifully restored Third Reich swizzle stick, Rosemary's Baby, a dream date in knee pads with Paul Williams, a new Matador, a new Mastodon, a Maverick, a Mustang, a Montego, a Merc Montclair, a Mark IV, a Meteor, a Mercedes, an MG, or a Malibu, a Mort Moriarty, a Maserati, a Mack truck, a Mazda, a new Monza, or a moped, a Winnebago. Hell, a herd of Winnebagos, we're giving them away. Or how about a McCullough chainsaw? A Las Vegas wedding, a Mexican divorce, a solid gold Kama Sutra coffee pot, or a baby's arm holding an apple.
The police in New York City chased a boy right through the park. In a case of mistaken identity, they put a bullet through his heart. I'm
Hollywood. Mother said you had no chance, no chance.
Stones from Goat's Head Soup. And What Do You Want from Life from the Tubes here at WMFO. Stones, by the way, for Alan in Plainview, New York. He called me last week, wanted to hear some good Stones, and I did not have time to get it on the air, but I promised him I'd do it this week. And even though I waited to the last possible second, I did, so that's for Alan. You know, over the last few weeks, I've heard from a lot of my friends who are listening on Long Island, and I wanted to say thanks to them, and I'm going to close the show right now with the most Long Island artist there is, Billy Joel. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be back next week at the same time. Thanks for listening here on WMFO.
They say that these are not the best of times, they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes, and I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. And though we choose between reality and madness, it's either sadness or euphoria. We'll be right back. active similarity.